The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous Monday as we gather together to face the storms of life with our Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks to the storms, quiet and be still. First up, the process of distress leads to the profit that is beyond what gold can bring us. Wow. Next, to all the worldly smarty pants that say they know the future, no, you don't. And finally, are there worse sins than others when it comes to facing the eternal, or will any sin send you packing?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. I got one of those that we're going to do in this first segment. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call. Now, this is the phone call that you would call, so it's actually a call. For those that are not sure what that is, that's where the phone is used with numbers, and you actually talk to somebody else on the other line. In this case, it would be T, our terrific Tiara, who would be answering it. That number is 972-445-0770. The text number is 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. We are not going to start with a trivia question this very first segment because I want to tell my wife. Yeah, that's how it goes. There's a couple reasons why I want to tell my wife. I'll tell you that in a second. Here's the thing to remember. Number one, you can answer trivia questions either of those ways, by text or by call. You can send us a prayer request or a praise report or even a subject you'd like us to see if we can cover, because in the third segment, we're actually covering a segment that somebody asked us about last week. The other thing to keep in mind is it's kind of open. As long as we keep it right and keep it before the Lord, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. It's the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you right off the bat. I want to remind you, as I want to do often, about our DNA. And you might be going, you know, Dave, I've been listening to this show for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 10 months, 12 months, 15 months, 16 months, not 18 months. We haven't been on 18 months. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, well, why do you keep repeating that? It's the same reason why the guy preached John 3:16 Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night at the revival. And when the preacher said, pastor said, why do you keep preaching the same message? He goes, I'm going to preach it till the people get it right. That's how it goes. So D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. That's your DNA. That's how you should function. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what. And there, we told you, it was so funny because Tiara and I said to you, I think it was 3 weeks ago, we had said, you know, at some point the abominable snowman's going to come down from the north and eat the country or something. Like, didn't we mention
that?
We did. We mentioned that. And it's like there's no way that even between now and 3 weeks from now that nothing's going to happen, that there's going to be zero that takes place. Let me just help you out real quickly. Stuff is going to happen. Stuff is going to get reported. Things are going to go good. Things are going to go bad. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. It's all about the Duncan yo-yo. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And we both promise you more stuff is coming. I mean, it's just, you can, right? Is it a promise? We can make them, right?
That's a promise we can make.
We can make. Definitely. More stuff is coming. In lieu of all that, you as a Christian have to maintain a consistency. And that consistency is the DNA. And that's why you hear me say, draw closer to the Lord, never be ashamed, always be ready. Because regardless of what happens around you, that is how you need to be at the center. Okay? That's that whole thing. Thank you very much. Number two. I don't know if I'm going to, well, I'll tell you. All right. So I have a, let's see what it is, a V8 low sodium original vegetable can in my hand right here. Plus a water. I don't have my normal coffee. I'm not going to say that I agree with that. I'm just going to say that my wife has requested that I get off a little more coffee and get a little more into some of the healthier things. Although, you know, this is, you know, low sodium, so I guess it's healthy. But in lieu of that, because I am a tremendously compassionate man, I will now seek my revenge upon my wife and tell you this story. All right, so yesterday... Good play. Very good play. So yesterday I was engaged in writing more hours on my thesis paper, and I was supposed to submit a rough draft by midnight last night, which I did. I submitted my rough draft by 6:30. But after going to church in the morning, and then we did shopping right after church, and then I came home, and then I spent hours on this paper. I mean, hours. I have 30 references in this paper to 30 different scholarly works that, so it's just like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's crazy. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, I'm doing that. And my wonderful, beautiful, absolutely stunning, best friend in the whole universe wife comes over. And she comes over by the window because I'm in the seat, you know, typing away. And she says, "You got to fix the faucet that's outside. It's going like crazy. It's going everywhere." So I go outside, take a break. And I go out there, and where the faucet is attached, the hose is attached to the faucet, there is water squirting everywhere. I mean, everywhere. It's like just huge, right? Like there's good water pressure out there. So I decide, I don't know. She goes, "It's broken. You're going to have to fix it. We got to do the whole thing." I said, "Okay." Before I decide to try and replace it, I decide I'm going to get a big pliers and see if I turn it, what happens. Because I want to see where it's at. And so I go out there and I grab the pliers and I put that around the connection where it goes to the hose. And I turn it, and I am not kidding you, a half an inch. And all the water stops squirting out, and it's like perfect. Like a half an inch. So I look over at my wife. Half inch. I turned it a half inch, okay? And she looks at me like, "Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants," right? And then I'm just like, I point to the you know, the pliers. And then it's almost like you do a mic drop, you know? And then I walk away and I go inside the house. She comes over to shut the sprinkler, the head off on the where the water's coming through, not the sprinkler, but the hose. But she does forget to let the pressure out at the other end of the hose. And for one brief moment, all the water squirts all over her. So she comes over and she's like pointing at her face. And I said, "You didn't release the pressure on the other end of the hose, did you?" And she said, "No." And I thought, no coffee, huh? That's right, folks. You heard it here. I tell it the way it is. All right, here we go into our first teaching. You're probably thinking, what did that have to do with anything? Nothing. It's just personal revenge. I needed it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7 says this, "You rejoice in this, though now for a short time you have had to be distressed by various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more valuable than gold, which perishes, though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. One of the things that people don't like to do is read in the scriptures where you find out, and I don't like to do it either, but it's there and it's something you gotta grow up in. I gotta grow up in this. You gotta grow up in this. We're told to rejoice in this, even though for now, for a short time, we've had to be distressed by various trials. And it's like, wait. You want me to rejoice that I'm going through various trials. What you want me to do is put a smile, not just a smile on my face, but happiness in my heart that says, it's not fake, it's not phony, there's nothing phony here. This is inward and outward that says, yay, because I'm going through a trial. But the Lord tells you why. And because of our lack of patience, it becomes difficult to make these connections. But he's saying, look, the trials that you go through, they're for a short time. And even though they could be distressing, they create within you a genuineness to the faith that you have, and that's more valuable than gold. Your faith gets refined, it gets purified, it gets sanctified, so to speak, and your faith becomes genuine, and it's real faith, not fake faith. It's real stuff that you're exhibiting when you're trusting in God in the midst of the little bit of distress that you're going through, and there is going to be a praise and a glory and an honor that takes place to all this. Yes, it is future-oriented, as is the majority of scriptural things are eschatologically pointed. They're pointed towards the end when Jesus comes back, where the reward system kicks in. But the bottom line is our trials, we're supposed to rejoice in with even a sense of praise, because the result is a faith in you and me that is better than a faith than we had. And that faith is what God is trying to refine in us. And I understand that it's not always, you know, cotton candy and carnivals, or it doesn't feel that way. I get it. I'm with you. I'm a part of that. But that doesn't negate that the scripture tells us, you know what? You're going through it for a short time. It's a bit distressing, but it's going to create in you that something that has greater value than gold, which, by the way, gold is the only single commodity from the very beginning until now that still has held value, that men and women's eyes pop out of the back of their heads going, gold, gold, gold. I mean, you just freak out over it. And what God is saying, what I'm doing for you, to you, through you, and in you, and by you is much more valuable. And that's why we have to go, okay, thank you, Lord. Even though I don't fully understand it, I know my faith will be better off because you're making it real and you're intensifying the quality of my faith. And for that, you can be thankful. See what I'm saying? There you go. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back to our trivia. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, don't go anywhere. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything we find. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say on the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, the text number 214-210-8483. The actual phone number, the one that has a dial tone, is 972-445-0770. Here is our first trivia question of the day. Not a difficult one, but one that needs to be answered nonetheless. Who was David's great friend in the scriptures? Who was David had a really, really great friend. Who was that that he was great friends with? See, now if this was about me, I'd say Noel, but it's not about me, it's about King David, so I can't do that. All right, if you know the answer, 214-210-8483. That is where you want to text. For those that need to know about the texting website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. On the website, there's an opportunity to give. We encourage you to do so if you can. My wife asked me just about this the other day. So some people have given since I had mentioned that we hadn't received any funds like for like 2 weeks. So some people gave, and we appreciate that, and we hope that there's more people that can give. If you can't give, do not feel guilty. Do not feel bad. If you're able to give, please participate. We need to be able to take the funds in order to keep the radio show going. Just that simple. It's not even complex. You can go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org, about a third of the way down, about two-thirds of the way down, and about towards the bottom as well. There are places to give. Plus, there's cool stuff on the site, and there's videos and audios, and different prayers and different things of that nature. I think you find it encouraging. Email David at hemustincrease.org. That's David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our first ministry partner.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
And that's Kimberly Ellis, our very good friend from Fathom Realty, who is she's just a great person, her and her husband, great brother and sister in the Lord. She works with Fathom Realty, which has a stellar reputation in all of Texas. They do a really good job. And I just want to encourage you, if you have any questions, anything going on, anything kind of moving around in the back of your mind going, or you're looking to make the move, it's time to move forward. We're ready to move, ready to, whether it's from an empty nest point of view or whatever the case may be, get in touch with Kimberly and ask her whatever questions you need to. She'll walk you through it. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. And then there's 48, something I'll never be again. And then Homes, H-O-M-E-S, 903, 48 Homes. Reach out to Kimberly. Any questions, no obligations. Just an opportunity for her to serve, which she absolutely adores. Okay, question that I had asked you. Going to ask it again, give people a chance to get to it. Who is David's great friend? Who is David's great friend? Leave that there. People texting in as we go. You're also welcome to call in, by the way, 972-445-0770 for the call-in people. I do want to do a little bit on the history just because I think there's a couple of nifty things in there. For those that don't know, I think things like this are more interesting than most people, which is part of the sadness. It's National Lobster Day. And so we were at a family gathering on Saturday night because Aunt Deb's daughter had graduated college, and she passed her big test for becoming a nurse, which is, you know, that's a lifelong dream. And we were sitting there talking to a couple of family members, and then the person said to Noelle, they said, "Oh, we were thinking of doing seafood." And Noelle goes, "No." No.
Okay? No hesitation.
No. And then I go, "Unless it's lobster." And then Noelle goes, "Unless it's lobster." Because the only seafood she likes is the one we can't afford. And so only she doesn't like any other seafood. It was really kind of funny. But today is National Lobster Day. I thought that was kind of funny. Today is National Kiss a Wookiee Day. I have nothing there for you. I don't even know how to even really process that. As well as Smile Day. Okay, I can buy into that. I like that. Today, for those that don't know, 1752 on this day, we talked about this last week, but they're saying Ben Franklin actually showed the lightning, that lightning is electricity, not just used the kite. I don't know. One of those things that kind of think, I think they're bouncing up and down there. In 1921 on this day, first black female pilot, an American daredevil pilot, Bessie Coleman, earned her aviator's license. She was the world's first black female aviator to obtain a pilot's license. Yay! Listen to the year, though. 1921. That's 99 years ago. I didn't even know they had planes 99 years ago. Did you know they had planes 99 years ago?
I mean, I know they did. It probably looks way different with what they do now.
You think it's because it's just two big sticks and a huge rubber band back then, and then people got in and...
Yep.
Okay. That's kind of what I think is going on. And then finally, but that's not interesting. Nothing else is that interesting. Forget it. Okay. Okay. Got a lot of people texting in on the answer. Most people are getting it right on target. And for those that are close to me, good correction. Somebody goes, "Oops, I think I did that wrong." Who is David's great friend? I'm going to answer that at the end of the segment. You can text 214-210-8483, or you can call in at the 972-445-0770. See, two sticks and a rubber band. See, that's fun.
I can't make this up.
I can't. I didn't pre-write that. That was just... That's the problem with what's up here between the left and right ear, folks. I've been trying to tell you that for ages. James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15. For everybody that thinks they know, "Come now, ye who say, today or tomorrow we will travel to such and such a city and spend a year there and do business and make profit. You don't even know what tomorrow will bring or what your life will be. For you are a bit of smoke that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or do that." Many of you know that in other translations, it says you are but a vapor. I don't know if you've ever used a vaporizer before. I've used a vaporizer before, especially when I have a cold or something like that. If you ever see the mist that comes out of the vapor, it lasts like a second. And then usually they're very small, so you have to refill them. But that's, you know, I'm just saying. The point is, all of the people in the world who are like, "I really know what the future holds." No, you don't. God knows what the future holds because he holds the future. See that? See how that's different? But we need to be careful about boasting about tomorrow because there's one who holds the future. Get what I'm saying? One holds the future in the palm of his hand. People are like a puff of smoke. Gone. We're all geniuses regarding 5 minutes ago, but let's just be honest, not so bright about 5 minutes from now, right? And that's where we surrender it and say, if the Lord wills, we will do this and that or whatever. So, yes, ma'am.
We have an answer from June. She said David's best friend was Jonathan.
That is correct. Jonathan was David's best buddy. They were really good friends. You know, sometimes you'll have, for me, I was fortunate in my life to be able to marry my best friend. But when I was younger, I had a best friend, and I think you go through different phases. But when you have best friends when you get older, it tends to be longer. Like, I had a best friend in 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. Then I had a best friend in 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then I went downhill, but I had a best friend at that downhill place. And then I became a Christian, had a best friend. What I'm trying to say is, it seems like you have different elements. Jonathan was David's older time best friend throughout his adulthood, which is the one that seems to last. I have a couple of what I would consider extremely close friends. One of my best friends is Rob Laffler, Rob and Cindy Laffler. I don't have a lot of people that are super tight with me, but Rob has been a best friend of mine since 91, 92.
Wow.
And just to let you know, see, this is how bad I was. We had a church in Flagstaff. And that was my job, if people called, to call them back. I was the senior pastor. And so I called because Rob had inquired about the church before he moved out from where he was in California to Flagstaff, Arizona. And after I hung up and gave him the information, I said, well, there, I hope that was good enough. I hope he likes the way I left the message. But the thing was still recording.
Oh, no.
He told me about that. We've laughed about that for 30 years. I mean, it's pretty funny if you think about it. Anyway, okay, good job. Excellent answer. Thank you for doing that for her. I appreciate that. So let's just go back to this. We only have about a minute and a half. I want to make sure you get this and fully understand this. There are people that are going to tell you what the future is going to bring, but they are not connected to the Lord. And by the way, if we were in Old Testament times and they made those proclamations and they made them in the name of the Lord and they didn't come to pass, they would be executed. So we've gone a long way from that. Okay, even in the Christian realm, people prophesying dates and things of that nature, bad plan, bad idea. Don't do that. Okay, it doesn't matter if you can go, the season is near. The season's been near for 2,000 years. So that's not really that much of a stretch. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is God holds the future. You know what? You don't know what's around the corner, but you can know him that's around the corner already waiting. And that's the whole process of trusting and believing. That's why it says, instead you should say, if the Lord wills, we'll live and do this or do that. It's the Lord's charge regarding people and circumstances and finances and companies and cities and states and governments and world affairs. God is in charge. And the better key in this whole process, and instead of trying to decipher using crystals, okay, that's kind of a joke there, is to know him who actually does hold the future. That's the key for Christian wisdom and maturity, to know him, because he has the future in his hands. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're already having fun. It's Monday. You're having fun. See, you can't just go, oh, Monday, there's the blues. Get them blues away. There's a couple of songs about chasing the blues. Come on. What if the Lord comes back on a Monday? Are you going to hate Monday still? Aha! Aha!
Such a trick question.
Yeah. Well, nobody said it'd be easy, right? That's how it goes. All right. Here comes the next trivia question. Now, this one is easy. So I'm going to throw in a part two for those that want to. I'm just going to ask you the main question. It's the only one I'm asking. But if you know this other part of it, throw it in. Okay. What job? Okay. So you know the number. It's 972-445-0770 to call. Okay. That's where Terrific Tiara, grabs the phone and she answers the phone and she goes, hello. How do you answer the phone? Do you say hello or do you just say KAAM or what do
you say? I say KAAM.
Okay. KAAM. Okay. And then the person talks to her. Or you can text, and then I don't talk to you, you don't talk to me, nobody talks, but I get your text, and that's the 214-210-8483. Here's an easier question, but I do want you to consider doing the second part of it. Here we go. What job did Peter and Andrew do? What was their profession? And part B, who were their partners? See, people are like, well, I know the first part. Okay. What job did Peter and Andrew do? What was their job? What was their profession? What was their career? And then who were their partners? See, kind of nice. If you know that, text in 214-210-8483. Let's keep going on some of our material. The website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. The email is david@hemustincrease.org. Now, you hear some commercials that say davidsmoonmedia@gmail.com because we haven't changed everything out yet because I'm a one-man show. Well, I'm a one-man show, and then I have TR. So I'm a one-man, one-woman show because that's the only way we can do it. And so you can do either email, but it's better if you do david@hemustincrease.org. That's all I'm telling you. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services. Big shout out to Clint and to Mr. Restore. MrRestore.com. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, which is really great, UCCC. And that's really DDD for dumb. That's the best I got. 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of happy customers. If I said millions, I would expect a lot more money from them. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. Family-owned and operated, they usually are on response within 60 minutes. So that is pretty good. I mean, I'm just going to say that's pretty good. Plus, they're deeply connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation. I just got an email from those guys today. And we encourage you to check that out. These are people that help the people that have one, two, three, or four limbs that are missing. So that's a pretty worthwhile element that we really support in prayer and through giving. But I will encourage you, if you've got any restoration issues going on whatsoever, go to MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. Or you can connect through our website at himmissedincrease.org. Okay, so the question that is on the table, I'm already getting answers. I love when people give me text answers, too, because then I can see what's going on that from that way. What job did Peter and Andrew do? What was their job? What was their profession? And who were their partners? That is the question that is on the table, which I will answer at the end of this segment. Let's talk about Luke chapter 13. Did I miss anything? I'm on target, right? Okay. So you have to check now. It's because I'm not having coffee. It's because I'm drinking this V8 thing. Oy, oy, oy. You thought you heard about complaining. Wait till about Wednesday. poor T. She's going to go.
I'm hiding the coffee.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wait, you're the conspiracy with Noel, huh? I don't like this. All right, Luke 13, 1 through 5. So here's the title that I wrote to this, and so sometimes I give myself a title on these. This is called Sin is Sin is Sin is Sin is Sin. Okay. Luke 13, 1 through 5. There were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell and killed, do you think they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Jesus did a couple of things in this teaching that most people don't like, and even some of my favorite preachers have made big mistakes about. Okay, I'm just giving you my take. You don't have to agree with me. I'm giving you my position. You can either accept it or, you know, you study it yourself or however you want to handle it. But this is the take that I come away from this as I read this passage. First, Jesus separated situations like the tower falling on people, or Pilate mingling the blood of the people who offered sacrifices. He separated those events from those people being isolated or worse than other people. In other words, when a disaster happens, so let's use in our realm, in our lingo, let's use there's a plane crash or something. If a plane crashes, it's not, oh, God really hated those people. See that? That is not what, that's exactly the opposite of what Jesus is saying. What Jesus is saying, no, everybody's going to perish. Everybody's going to die. And unless you repent, it's going to be as bad for them as it is for you. Not necessarily in the methodology by which you die, but in the results of what happens when you die. The Galileans were brutally killed, and the tower falling on people was not intentional. It was an accident situation. The assumption was that these people must have been worse than others because of the way they died. And that's wrong. Let me explain something to you. That's wrong. Sin entered the world, and all death, except for Jesus Christ, all death is a result of that sin. And because of that sin, those people are then confronted with eternity to spend it with or without God, based on whether they accepted, acknowledged, received, repented, and yielded to God, or rejected God. There's a great billboard in Las Vegas when I went to a conference once, and it was just really simple. It said, "If you die tomorrow, you will still be dead and still face God." It's just like, I don't think that person was trying to go anywhere, but guess what? You're going to die, you're going to face God, period. That's the premise. You see, all sin and all sinners have the same ultimate end. And I want to make sure you understand what we're talking about. The method of death is not the measure of sin. In the final analysis, apart from Christ, sinners are the same, eternally separated from God, no matter what level of sin. There is a difference between people who acknowledge and people who reject. There's a difference between people who repent and who don't repent. And for those that are trying to get into the sanctification and really understand what's going on, when you have that repentance time before the Lord that's genuine that first time, and it's sincere and it's real and it's genuine and you're sorry, the Lord, and you come before the Lord, acknowledge his testimony, receive Jesus Christ by faith in your heart, confess Jesus, you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and that he died for your sins, you confess that with your mouth. When you have that initial repentance, that's a justification repentance done. After that, God will have you repent about 50,000 other times for your individual whoops and your other mistakes. Does that mean that you're not saved? No, you're saved. I mean, that's not what's at issue. But what's being talked about here that Jesus is presenting is this is, it doesn't matter how you die and it doesn't matter what the level of sin is that you're at. If you sin, you're separated from God. And if you don't make that connection with God's testimony, you're gone. Period. And you think, well, I got to earn that. I got to earn that position. And the whole premise that Jesus taught is you can never earn it because you can never be righteous enough. When he said your righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees, it's not that they had no righteousness at all, but then the righteousness that you have has to be genuine and sincere and has to be through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ because you can't attain it on your own. Just in case you don't know, just a little bit of mathematics and then we're gonna exit out. If you are an average sinner who lives 80 years, did you hear what I said? If you're an average sinner, 80 years. If you count all of your sins, external and internal, every day times your 80 years, minus, I'll even give you this, minus the age of grace where it's not counted against you because you're 2, 4, 6, or 8, whatever, okay? You're still going to sin over 250,000 times in your life. You can tell me you can come up with 250,000 good works? Probably not. Just gonna say, no, you're not. That's why you are dependent on the grace of God, that which you cannot deserve. That's what the word grace means, unmerited favor. That's why you're dependent on the mercy of God. That's where God should judge you, but doesn't. That's the mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. That is what's being discussed here. What's being discussed is regardless of how you die, death will separate you eternally from God unless you have yielded your heart to him through Jesus Christ. Period. Ta-da! Okay. All right, the answer to the trivia question, by the way, what was the profession for the boys for Peter and Andrew? They were fishermen, and their partners were James and John. So of the four of them, Peter, James, and John became the three close ones to Jesus. Aha! Poor Andrew. That's how I always feel bad for Andrew. He got the short end. Anyhow, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting 7 churches throughout the United States and having 3 separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity Show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White, was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You don't want to get into an argument with that guy. That was just odd.
Sure don't.
Nope. Yeah, you know, just don't do that. Let me explain something to you about Jewish people, since I'm Jewish. Two Jews, three opinions. Okay? That's all you got to know. Two Jews, three opinions. Let's see if you can figure that out. All right, so...
The TR is looking at me like I lost it.
Here we go. You can reach the show 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483 is the text. The actual phone number, 972-445-0770. Here's the trivia question. So Jesus taught in Matthew 21. Is it 21? Yeah. About the parable, is it 21? Yeah, it's 21. About the parable about the two sons. One ultimately did what he was, ultimately did right. One ultimately did wrong. What was the difference between the right and the wrong? Jesus told a parable about two sons. One did right, one did wrong. What was the difference between the two? If you know, text 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to call the show at 972-445-0770. I didn't say it'd be easy. I mean, that's, you got to know it, and you got to look in Matthew 21 if you don't know. The parable of the two sons. What was the difference between the two sons? Just going to leave it right there, give you a chance to kind of figure it out. Don't forget, you are welcome to go to our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. You are welcome to email us, david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, and now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, to the side.
Deluxe apartments in the sky. good friend Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving at menofgodmoving.com. We highly encourage you, if you are moving, to get in touch with Johnny. He'll give you a fantastic rate. He will take care of you, especially because if you're connected to the show, just because he supports our show and we support him. We support the ministry that he and Mara, his wife, are in and his children. And he's got a great spirit, a great heart. And I just wish we were in a position where we can get him back physically in the studio, which I think will come. What are we, like 2 more months of this? Is that kind of what we got? And then when we get that, we'll get him back in physically. You know, he likes doing stuff in person. You can't blame him. I mean, it's really hard to do this stuff from the phone. I'm just telling you. And so we just really lift them up before the Lord, not just in prayer. They're doing great. They're real busy. But if you've got a moving need and you need somebody to help you, get in touch with Johnny Hill at Men of God Moving. We've had people call the show and say what great people they are, and you can have a high level of confidence and security in working with Johnny. Okay? Highly endorsed. On our end. Okay, trivia question that's on the board. I didn't say it was going to be an easy one, but there is a parable in Matthew 21, the parable of the two sons. What was the difference between the two sons? One did right, one did wrong. How did Jesus define what the right was and what the wrong was? If you know that answer, text us. You can say it in a couple of different ways. And you can text us at 214-210-8483, or you can call us at 972-445-0770. Okay, good. I'm going to do a small teaching out of Nehemiah, if you do not mind. Here we go, Nehemiah 6, 8 through 9. Then I sent a message to him saying, such things as you are saying have not been done, but you are inventing them in your own mind. For all of them were trying to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. That's really worth another read. This is Nehemiah as they're building the wall and they're under assault, intense assault, verbal assault, accusations. Here's what he says. Then I sent a message to him saying, such things as you are saying have not been done, but you are inventing them in your own mind. For all of them were trying to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. So here's a question for you, because you're a Christian. Remember when you signed up and said yes to Jesus? Remember you said, yes, Jesus, and then at some point you even said, please, I want to be like you. That was the prayer you probably should have been a little slower to say, because now that's what's going on. And you signed up for Jesus. But what happened when you got the best friend, the Savior, the God of of all creation, he who rules from the center of the universe, you received the greatest possible joy, support, love, and gracefulness and mercy that you could ever experience, but you also at the same time received a very bad enemy who no longer ignores you and now dislikes you intensely. So how far would the enemy go to try to discourage you? He would go to the point of inventing accusations. Satan is defined as the accuser of the brethren. Satan will go to the point, listen to what I'm saying to you. He will go to the point that they will invent accusations against you. Forget the political realm. I'm not talking about that. Forget the people in the media. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Satan challenging you to other people, through other people, about things you've never done, falsely accusing you, just like they did, watch this, to Jesus. They falsely accused him. And they, in their false accusations, their goal was to quench him and to still him and to discourage him and to get him to shut down. And Satan does the exact same tactic that he did to Jesus, he does on you. He tries to shut you down. He tries to make it so that you're discouraged. He tries to make it so that there's false accusations that come against you that you know you didn't do. That's not true. That's not how that went, but that's how people are charging. That's how far the enemy will go. He'll do whatever it takes that he can do in order to frighten you and to discourage you and to stop the work of your hands. And you better be aware of that, because that's a reality. Back in the day, let me just give you an idea. And I'll tell you, you think, well, that's ridiculous. It is, but it happens on an everyday basis. Back in the day, there was a Christian comedy group called Isaac Air Freight. And they did all these hilarious skits. And one of the things is that they accused Jesus. So they went to the police station. These people tried to lodge a complaint against Jesus. And the guy said, well, what's your complaint? And he goes, I used to be a cripple. And the guy said, so? He goes, well, Jesus healed me. He goes, so now I don't have a profession because I can't beg anymore. See, and you see what but their point was, you see how absurd that is? Jesus heals somebody. It's like they're trying to charge him because he healed somebody because they can't beg any. You see how ridiculous that? That's what Satan does. And he'll not just do it to coworkers, he'll do it with family, friends, spouses, siblings, family members all around, church members. You've got to be aware that Satan is active against you. Even if you don't think he's active, he is active. If you don't think he's active, he's one in the sense that he's operating in stealth and you're missing it. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper. If you stand firm in the Lord and you trust that God will give you deliverance, and you believe without wavering, and you have your heart set on him, he will free you. All you have to do is read Psalm 91 about 10 times to know how real that is. By the way, the psalmist who wrote those things was King David, who was falsely accused by Saul that David was trying to take over his kingdom. Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. You think, well, that would never happen. Happens all the time. Forget politics. Happens all the time in social relationships. Satan wants to discourage you, wants to frighten you, wants to shut the work of your hands down so that you do nothing. But you know what? God will strengthen your hands. Lean on him. All right, the parable of the two sons. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first, said, go and work. He said, I will not, but later he went. The father went to the other, said, go to work. He said, I will, but he did not. Which of them did the will of the father? The one that said no at first, but ended up doing what it is the father asked. Sometimes we're a little stubborn, but we get there, right? That's how you do obedience. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.